Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. A Middle Eastern leader is trying to wipe out the Kurds. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I was told that Islamic State's been wiped out. Looks like they're trying to come back. Is that correct?
Here's what's actually happening on the ground. When people tell you the Islamic State is coming back, it's fake news. They do not own territory today as they did before we wiped out the caliphate last year. What is happening, though, is that you have terrorist groups with no territory. You have terrorist groups supported by a nation state, Turkey. And that's what's really significant here. And I'd like to drill down on this a little bit, because the threat that we are now facing, both in Syria and in Iraq, is coming not from ISIS, because ISIS really does not exist any longer. It is from Turkey that has taken ISIS fighters under its wings, rebranded them as its own militia groups, and they are now preparing to whack the Kurds. It is a move by Turkey to take ISIS fighters, to rebrand them, and to turn them against America's allies on the ground.
Down through the years, has not Tayyip Erdogan had a connection to Islamic State and illegal oil coming out of the Middle East being sold on the black market before?
You bet, Jimmy. Absolutely correct. It's not new for Erdogan to have ties with these groups. What is new is that the threat that people are calling a resurgent ISIS is actually a threat from Turkey.
And then is that not a part of Tayyip Erdogan's desire to wipe out the Kurds located there in Syria? Could this be a part of his agenda as well?
It is absolutely part of his agenda to get rid of the Kurds in Turkey and to prohibit them from having any political entity in Syria. But it's also part of his goal, Jimmy, to rid Christians from the Middle East. And I don't think Erdogan has given that up. He has openly stated, we've talked about it many times here, that he wants to reestablish the caliphate. And it was the caliphate that organized that genocide against Christians between 1915 and 1919.
Ken Timmerman explaining that Turkey's President Erdogan is trying to wipe out the Kurds. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. For decades, the Kurds have been a threat to the political maneuvers of Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey. He wants to resurrect the powerful Ottoman Empire. Remember, at one time, the Ottoman Empire controlled the entire Middle East. It was truly an Islamic caliphate. The Kurds date back to the Medo-Persian Empire, and today the Kurds are the Medes of biblical history. The ancient Jewish prophet Jeremiah wrote that the Lord would raise the spirit of the Medes in the last days. That's Jeremiah 51:11. God will use the Kurds in the end times. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...